USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in his first address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, laid out his vision for America.
America's moving forward, but we can't stop now. We're in competition with China and other countries to win the 21st century. We're at a great inflection point in history. We have to do more than just build back better. We have to build back better.
Many topics were discussed by the president. Republican Senator Tim Scott discounts Biden's claim about voting rights.
I'm an African American who's voted in the South my entire life. I take voting rights personally. Republicans support making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
According to a new household pulse survey from the U.S. Census Bureau, 51% of adults with health insurance have gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Only 24% have been jabbed without insurance. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Intellectual property is one of the most valuable asset classes on the planet, but has historically been difficult to transact. In a move to make it easier to monetize intellectual property, IP, IBM and IPWE announced plans to mint non-fungible tokens, NFTs, representing patents. This is the world's first blockchain-based patent registry, using developed tools such as smart pooling, natural language processing-based summaries of patents, and advanced portfolio analytics, all using IBM technology. The tokenization of IP will help position patents to be more easily sold, traded, commercialized, or otherwise monetized to bring new liquidity to this asset class for investors and innovators. Sean Managarajan, IBM GBS client partner.
The use of NFTs to represent patents will help create completely new ways to interact with IP. This can benefit not only large enterprises that have significant intellectual property, but it will bring new opportunities to small and medium enterprises and even individual IP owners.
Visit IBM.com/blockchain.
As COVID-19 shuttered America and pretty much the world, a new way of working has evolved. Working from home became a way of life. Now, Americans are saying they like working from home. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
According to a new survey from FlexJobs, 65% of remote workers want to keep working from home when the pandemic is over. Just 2% say they would prefer to return to the normal office model. Another 33% say they would prefer the hybrid model that combines office and remote work. The survey found that 58% would look for a new job if they had to return to the office full time.
A recent Gallup poll showed the percentage of those working from home hit a high of 70% in April. The U.S. Senate voted on Wednesday to confirm Samantha Power, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, to lead the U.S. Agency for International Development. Power was confirmed in a bipartisan vote, 68-26. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Instead of the Department of Justice going into a city to review their policing policies, a big city is requesting the DOJ review their police department. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The mayor of Columbus, Ohio has requested a federal probe into the city's police department. Mayor Andrew Ginther and city attorney Zach Klein sent a letter to the Justice Department asking for an investigation into the practices of the department. Following a series of incidents like the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant and the department's handling of last summer's protests after the death of George Floyd, which drew heavy criticism for the department. In the letter, Ginther and Klein asked the DOJ to engage in a review of Columbus's police operations, identifying any and all racial biases in policing efforts, and coordinate solutions for reform.
The DOJ has already started investigations into policing in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Louisville, Kentucky. The Federal Reserve wrapped up its two-day policy meeting on Wednesday. The central bank declined to let up on its easy money policy despite an economy that is accelerating. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
As with overall economic activity, conditions in the labor market have continued to improve. Employment rose 916,000 in March as the leisure and hospitality sector posted a notable gain for the second consecutive month. For the economy as a whole, payroll employment is 8.4 million below its pre-pandemic level. The unemployment rate remained elevated at 6% in March, and this figure understates the shortfall in employment, particularly as participation in the labor market remains notably below pre-pandemic levels.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.